Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen. Hi, Neil.
Hello.
And we are here to continue our discussion on the facts and fallacies of twin soul relationships, as well as take your calls for psychic/numerology readings. So we're glad to welcome you here today, this Friday. And we do get to our calls 20 minutes approximately after the show begins. So callers that are in the queue right now, you'll be getting a reading, but we want to let you know that it takes a little bit because we do just do our discussion prior to taking calls. So hang in there. We'll be with you shortly. We also want to invite you to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as on Facebook and on Twitter. There are two Facebook accounts, Neil Baker Psychic, whereby you can like that page. And you can send us a friend request or follow Neil and I on Neil and Kristen Baker. So either one of those would be great. Twitter. We also have an article on twin soul relationships on Inner Soul Cafe, among others, and I think we'll be probably writing another one soon. The twin soul article is essentially an excerpt from our upcoming book on numerology and twin souls. So it's going to be quite comprehensive, but this is kind of a preliminary introduction to the energy of twin soul relationships. And what we were discussing on Wednesday was the fact that twin soul relationships, the indications that qualify or the signs of a twin soul relationship are going to go far beyond an intense feeling that happens when you meet somebody. Because as we all know, there can be intense feelings that accompany meetings that are people from past lives, maybe people we've never encountered before in past lives, or maybe people we've encountered on the earth and then also in the astral realm. But this does not by itself qualify twin souls. And as we were saying, not only will there be a vibrational energy that occurs between two twin souls that is perceived by someone who has activated their third eye so thoroughly that they can perceive such things, but there will also be indications in the codes of the birth dates. So.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's it for today. Bye-bye, everybody.
Yeah. No, I'm confirming, validating what you're saying. When we get into the finer details of what constitutes this conception of twin flames, we have to go through certain territory here. And part of that territory is about talking about the divine feminine, the divine masculine energies of the psyche, to where each person brings their own so-called divine design of their essence to the table. So assuming that each of us have a divine feminine and masculine energy within us, for that totality of energy, which is actually called a single consciousness, which is referred to as the word monad, we get into this concept that when we bring those energies together, that we each have a male and a female psyche. And there's two of us. We get into four aspects now, two and two. and four is the energy of balance and heart. So when we get into that zone of balance and heart, composed of the psyches of the individuals on their male and female aspects, alpha and omega, whatever you want to call it, then we get into the idea that we are joined by both psyche and heart, and that becomes a union of one. Okay. Now, we're just not here. We're actually here to remove ourselves from the earth. Obviously, we die. We're removed from the planet. I mean, our bodies may be planted in the earth like seed, but what we are basically removed from the planet. So as we live on the planet, we're striving towards being removed from the planet. And that gets into a divinity of a whole different consciousness and divine design and dimension. Now that's where the crude word twin souls originates from, because it's not about the birth of the souls on the planet. It's about the birth of the souls in another totally different
realm.
And that would be called the cosmic realm. As we come down to the planet on a twin soul union, we associate certain aspects. You like the same things. And
the intensity in the meeting and the you know, similarities and so on and so forth.
But, you know, and it's necessary. But so are wearing clothes necessary. So is a personality necessary to the psyche. But it's not the core essence. That is not the core essence of what comprises a twin soul energy. It's a much deeper code. So to say that we are defined by our, I mean, some people may say, well, we are defined by our clothes, or we are defined by our personalities. Well, good for you. If you want to stop there,
when we talk about,
get off,
you know,
the bus. And that's the way that existence works for you. I don't want to get off the bus there. I don't think this universe is designed according to fashion. It's important. It's fun.
Right. And I mean, obviously, if we're in a gang, that may be our identifying characteristic on the planet.
I mean,
but this is also getting into a tribal energy, a tribal element of being on the planet, and which is not what a twin soul is about.
Yeah, we can debate all day long about how fashion or clothes define who we are in terms of uniforms and, you know, why even have clothes that that do make statements, as opposed to how we have clothes that even make us into a certain status or a certain governmental position. But we're not, that's important, but that's not what Twin Souls is about. It's not about that kind of design and makeup. This is a deeper connection about how two consciousnesses work together in such a way that the importance of their union is something about being beyond the planet.
Being beyond the planet. So if you're a banker, say, and your girlfriend is, a lawyer, generally, that's not a great example. A baker, for instance, mm-hmm. and you're on your own paths in life and you have a great relationship. This is not, I mean, you know, we can't signify a twin soul union necessarily by the work of two people, but a twin soul union a twin soul couple will be involved in very high level activities in regard to the spirit. So generally, you know, we're not doing our separate lives in a twin soul relationship and coming together at night and, you know, having our fun on the weekends. That's not what it's about.
All of that's nice.
But it does not qualify,
you know,
as a twin soul.
It's the
either.
Music of the movie. It's not the movie. It's the music. It's the embellishment. It's what's decorating the stage. And it's nice. And I'm sure that there are people who understand that to some degree the concept of twin souls, and they're not saying, hey, that's not what I meant. I know those are important, but I know it comes from a higher element. Well, okay. How do we define that higher element? That's the energy. We work one with codes, because codes are part of our connection to the abstract cosmic element, as opposed to the concrete.
Right. So like in a twin soul relationship, it's very possible that the twin souls would be born on the same day, same year, and have the same master number. But if that's not occurring, I mean, there's a segment from our article, and it goes into the multiple codes, intricate number systems that mirror each other within the birth dates if the individuals are not born on the same date, and that the year's difference between the couple may appear in other areas of the birth date, include the sum of double digit numbers, as in 22 equals 4. I'm just taking this right out of our article. The years between the individuals, the distance between master numbers themselves, and the joining reducing of the master numbers into one number represents the journey of the body from the body to the soul to the spirit, and the spirit itself. And so it takes, if in fact the individuals are not born on the same month, day, and year, and are not of the same master number, I mean, even in that case, you have to go very, very deeply into the codes of the birth dates to investigate this portion of whether or not the relationship qualifies as a twin soul union.
Yeah, sure, yeah. And we're not just dealing with number games, you know, the numbers match. The numbers are vibrational codes. The numbers have to do with an essence of spirit and soul. And so the numbers are merely just symbols. They really don't mean anything in and of themselves. They're just squiggled, deviated lines that form into different designs. It means really nothing. To understand the layer of the depth of a number, you have to go into a deep research and understand the origin of numbers and what numbers represent. A number actually represents something. So the representation, the number you see written on a page, 1, 2, 3, 4, is merely representing something. What is it representing? Is it representing a vibration, a chakra, an animal, a quantity of some kind? But you get into these abstract conceptions, which you need to carry along with you when you start to define the concept of twin souls, because even that is an abstraction. What is a soul? Where do we find it? How do we get it? How do we buy it? How do we dissect it? It's abstract. So we're getting into this esoteric, etheric realm, dealing with things that are imaginary, so to speak, like imaginary numbers. They're concepts. It's like in physics. It's a concept. We're not actually dealing with something we can see or feel to some extent. It's not a concrete thing. So we've got this imaginary abstraction. And what we as human beings try to do is we try to say, well, let's bring it into a concrete form. So we'll say that a twin souls do this or do that or whatever. But that's not really where it's coming from. That's way down the line in terms of how it manifests.
Right, that's the icing. It's not the cake.
It's how it manifests in the concept of physicality. But we're not dealing in physicality. Paranormal energy, parapsychology. We're not dealing with concepts that are necessarily concrete. By the stroke of luck, they formulate some sort of concrete occurrence. But we can't depend on that empirically, because psychic energy is not an empirical science. It's an imaginative science that has some eerie essence of reoccurrence, but not on a controlled, in a controlled laboratory fashion.
And this is why I would be very wary personally of people who say, you know, I do twin soul relationships, I know this territory. You really want to make sure the person that you're working with has an excellent track record. So being on, knowing whether someone's a twin soul, I mean, we're talking about knowing. Knowing is being omniscient. And how many people are really omniscient? I mean, that's knowing past, present, and future. It's a rare gift. So to think that, you know, these multitudes of individuals can actually tell you whether you have a twin soul or not, who they are, is iffy to me. It's very iffy.
Well, you know, in terms of the concreteness of sight, most of us do see, but not all of us see in the same way. And consequently, not all of us see accurately. Our brains sometimes control what we see, so we edit out what we don't want to see, or we edit out what we don't believe in, and we see what we want to see. Well, the third eye is not a biased, prejudicial eye. It's the eye of the soul, which is universal. And when you're in touch with the third eye, you're not dealing with the attitudes of the brain, so to speak, in terms of our personality, our psyches, what we like, what we don't like, what we believe in, what we don't believe in. The third eye is something that is beyond judgment. And it has an absolute connection with a higher source of intelligence, for want of a better word. And that intelligence combines its energy form into the third eye, and then that third eye receives information that is divine. Now, anyone can say they're getting divine information, but that doesn't mean
that
because their tongue produced those words, it's accurate. So we have an alignment of accuracy that must be gauged in some way with some form of validation on a cosmic level that helps to define what is actually a twin soul composition. And that comes about through the content of the information that a person is given to share with others that seems and feels divine, almost unworldly, but without being so imaginative that you're talking in a kind of a delusional fashion. So you have to stay grounded enough to make your conversation comprehensible, but yet at the same time, so divine with knowledge that it goes beyond the general scope of worldly wisdom. And that's where the division comes from. And the attitude of twin souls originates from that place, coming to the earth to do a divine purpose, which is the aspect of the elevation of humanistic thinking, according to the whole planet, preparing those individuals on the planet for the entrance into a higher realm.
Right.
And that's where the attitude really comes from.
It's about sharing cosmic information, having information that is not readily available to the rest of the humans on the planet, and being able to elevate the consciousness of humanity. That's the purpose of a twin soul.
That's the essence.
That's the essence. So
the rest is, it's nice. I mean, it's nice to feel a strong companionship with your mate.
Whether or not, I mean, no matter who the mate is, whether they're a karmic mate or a soulmate or a twin soul. I mean,
yeah.
In any case, you want to have that connection, I think.
So we want to take the attitude of that combined journey between two people and elevate it to the pure essence of what a twin soul is. And even then, we're barely scratching the surface.
Right. And, you know, lastly, because we're going to get to our calls in about 45 seconds here, so we'll be with you in just a moment. But two people can also ascend to be twin souls. So you can have a mate on the planet and not be of necessarily astral origin, the split soul that is the hallmark of twin soul connection. So you can choose to be reborn into the astral realm as twin souls, but the codes that can either confirm or dispel a twin soul relationship aren't going to be the same in the birth dates between two individuals that are rebirthing into the astral realm. And there's a way to look at those codes I mentioned on the last show, and I've said it, I think, on other shows, but there's a way, if the master numbers aren't the same and they're not born on the same day, same month, there's a way to look at the codes, the birth date codes, and immediately eliminate the possibility of whether these are astral twin soul relationship. So, and we've yet to encounter a couple with those codes, I might say. Okay, 941 is our first caller. Hello? Hello, are you there? Eight six five, can you hear us?
Yes, how are you?
Hi, good. Could you hear us that whole time?
Yeah, I've been hearing you.
Great. Okay, I wanted to make sure because our last caller we brought on did not have sound, so I wanted to make sure we weren't muted or something. There was some technical problems on Wednesday. Who's this?
My name is Cassandra. I've actually called your show before.
Oh, hey, Cassandra.
Yes.
Hi.
Yeah, how are you guys?
Good, good, good. Can you remind us of your birthday? I believe you're a 29/11 too, but I don't have your birthday handy or in my memory.
12/29/86.
Well, there's a 29 there. I don't know if I'm right on the master number. No, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, 123, 124, 125, 126, 127, 128, 129, 130, 131, sleeping.
I believe my master number is 11.
No, it's 4.
12, 29, 86?
Yes, ma'am.
14, 24.
No, it's a 38. You're right.
38, 11, 2. No, I remembered the wrong karmic number, but the right master number. 38, 11, 2. Cassandra, what's going on?
Everything's going great, actually. I just wanted to call your show today because I realized it was about twin flames and relationships and whatnot. And that's something that I've kind of been struggling with for a little while, actually for a long while. When I first started calling your show back in, I believe it was like February, I was going through like a really difficult transition as far as our relationship goes. And we split up and I actually ended up leaving state. And it was a really bad falling out. Like, it was definitely a very, very intense energy breakup. And then we ended up kind of coming together and getting back together and working things out. But we still kind of struggle on some of the same levels that we did before we split up. Now we just kind of know that that's something that we both kind of have to work at and that we know we both want to stay together. But I'm just kind of wondering if we are kind of soulmates, twin flame type thing, and like what it is that I need to do, because I don't want to tell him what he needs to do, but like what I need to do.
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt, Cassandra. You know, having his birth date would be great.
His birthday is 8/21/83, so it's nothing. It's nowhere near mine.
8/9/10/11/21. 32/5? Mm-hmm. 32/5. And what? One, is this the father of your child?
He is, yes.
He's the father of your child. How old's your baby?
She is now 4 months.
Okay, wow. So that's intense. Neil?
Well, actually, Cassandra, there's a strong... You are a soulmate with this person. A soulmate means that the souls have connected somewhere in time and space previous to this existence. So having a soulmate for a mate is pretty commonplace in the vocabulary of the element of our psychic experiences. It's not unheard of by any means. It's very common to connect to a soul mate. That's not a big deal. But what's interesting about your energy with this person, we have to get into a design of numbers, first of all. You're born on the 29th, and that's 2/9. Now, he's born 8/21. 21 and 8 is 29.
Right.
And 29 equals 11, which is 2. And that, now we have two twos together, which is 4, and we're talking more or less about the aspect of heart balance, things like that. But when we get into the idea of a 29, Cassandra, 11/2, we're getting into the idea also that relationships are going to be built in with conflict. So your conflict that you brought in karmically is connected to your, quote, soulmate. And that element produces a conflict within a relationship, however seriously based on the fact that the karma is so dense that you are having a child with this person and so forth and so on. Together, your energies become a 7, 5, and 2, and you're not really, your years are interchangeable as all your days are interchangeable. Your months add up to an 11. This is actually what I would call a very convoluted soulmate connection, and it's almost inescapable.
Any advice for Cassandra before we move on to think about some of the
dollars? In terms of what?
In terms of what she should do in reforging this relationship, whether they should stay connected or not. I mean, are you wondering that, Cassandra?
Yes, I'm wondering all that.
Okay.
Well, that's very complex, Cassandra, because we're dealing with a child. We're dealing with what's best for the child. I mean,
right.
Two people have to be responsible. You produced a child. Two people need to be responsible for that child, whether you're married or separated. And that child deserves to have the support and the intelligence and the balance of both male and female, mother and father. So
right.
that child deserves that. And whether it's fortunate or not, you both are obligated to give that child every bit of support you both can. Now, the second stage is, should you two do it together as a team, live in team or apart? That's a complication. That's a complicated issue. I can't take that. This isn't McDonald's. I can't take that and do you a fast hamburger and give you your order in a bag.
Or a veggie burger.
Or a veggie burger. We're vegetarians.
I have it clear.
I can't. That wouldn't. That's irresponsible of me to go into such a sensitive topic and give you an answer. It wouldn't be fair. I would even need
that I feel like I am like head over heels in love with this man, and that, you know, as long as I know that he's comfortable with me and that I am the person that he wants to spend the rest of his life with, I have no problem doing whatever it is that he needs me to do in order to make him that kind of happy. It's just kind of like one of those aspects where it's like, is it worth it in the long run? Or is it just going to end up blowing up in my face and I'm going to end up on my knees?
You know, I think probably that takes, I mean, as Neil said, a deeper investigation. We've got a huge list of callers, Cassandra, and you're always welcome to call back on the show. But, you know, again, for something like this, it really would take probably at least a half hour to work it out.
Okay.
I mean, in a reading, because it's complicated. It's a complicated situation. So more investigation would need to be done. It's a more in-depth type of topic. But I mean, you know, you are welcome to call back and, you know, maybe get little pieces, but that can be difficult.
All right. Thank you.
Hopefully it's been helpful on some level.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
562-596 is that number. Oh, 56. I stopped. That's not the number. 562-596-7818. As I pressed mute on this, it stopped me from reading the number. Somehow the button's connected to my mouth. You know, real quick, Neil, there's something else I wanted to add because we were going to address this too and we forgot. But twin souls, when you're on your last incarnation, generally you don't reproduce with the person that you're twin soul.
In many cases, you're getting ready to leave the planet. You're reducing your karma to almost nothing. And in many cases, a couple won't even have children when they're in their last incarnation.
And you won't have children with, like, you know, other husband or other men or other women.
Basically not. Releasing yourself from the planet. That's the idea.
And if you have karma on the planet, like as in children, then back.
It could.
Okay. So 817 is our next. Hello. Who's this?
Hello. Hi, my name is Javier.
Oh, Javier, hi.
Yeah,
Javier, we can't hear you. And we're having problems hearing everybody, actually. Could you talk right into the phone?
Yes.
Can you hear
us?
No.
Yes.
It's not better.
Can you hear me now?
That's better. What's your birth date again, Javier? I think he's confounded.
07-22-80.
Yeah, don't say a zero where it doesn't need to be said.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
He's a 2911 too. Yeah, I thought so. What's going on? Actually, I thought of you about a week ago, Javier, so funny you should call.
You did? Thanks.
I did. No problem. What's new?
Well, I was going to see about work. I'm having a lot of trouble there. And, you know, I could either stay and get retirement or, I mean, but I think they might be letting us go, and I don't know, I'm just ready to leave that job, and I don't know if it'd be a good idea. Hello?
Have you been there? I don't know, Javier. Have you been there for a period of roughly 4 years, or am I off?
It's been 10 years, 11 years.
Okay.
Probably.
10 years?
Yeah, over 10 years.
Well.
So that's why I'm having difficult. I mean,
well,
things are getting worse for me there.
Well, you want to be happy where you are, but you don't want to destroy or sabotage whatever retirement you have built with the company. I mean, if you leave with damages, but you have your happiness and content, you're being content and happy on another level, you have to outweigh the long-term picture. Do you stay with the company and weather it through for the sake of a security-based financial retirement? Or do you chuck that and find contemporary and spontaneous peace and harmony, finding something else, and you let go of the situation? You know, what I would have to do is look deeply at your connection to the business, what it's really about. I mean, if they're going to be leaving, I don't know, it might be advantageous for you to stay until they actually leave, or that may just be rumors running amok and they're not going to be leaving. I'm not certain. On a psychic level, to say where you should go, you've been there 10 years, your master number's 2, you've been there 5 cycles already of your master number. You're 36 years old, you've gone through 18 cycles of your master number in that regard. I mean, this could amount to a change in your life as we speak, but I would be hasty in just giving you a flat answer, because when you change something, Javier, you're also reconstructing your karma, because you're compounded, and you're also reintroducing yourself to perhaps some form of higher transcendent channeling. So when you're going into that zone, I don't want to lead you astray by saying it's going to be better to go on the other side, when maybe there is another karmic situation that you have to face that might be worse. I think this demands a more deeply thorough investigation. I hear your discontent, but I can't establish an affirmative answer without being irresponsible if I were to give it to you right now as we speak. You can either call back when we don't have so many callers, or you can call us personally.
Yeah,
but
he's spoken.
Yes.
The delay.
Oh yeah. Can you guys?
Engage before you.
Hello.
Okay, Javier.
I didn't get that last bit.
Can
y'all are breaking up.
I have no idea.
Javier,
yeah.
Can you hear us?
I can hear you, but you were breaking up.
Oh boy. I hope we're not having difficulties here. What is going on? So we're up here and it's still... So callers, we are... technical difficulties again. Yeah, I don't know what.
Better we should...
No, it doesn't... It doesn't matter. We're having lags and then...
So can we be heard?
Yes, you could be
heard. I don't
know
if we can be heard. I'm going to guess no.
Yes, so don't say all your secrets.
Hello?
So, hi, 347, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Could you hear us the whole time?
No.
Okay, so we lost a connection. I don't know what's going on. So I want to let the callers know what their order is. 208, you're next after we finish with 347. 941 and 415, we do have to end a little bit early today. But, hi, 347, we apologize for the technical problems. What's your name?
That's okay. This is Tanika.
Oh, Tanika. Hi.
Tanika.
So, Tanika, I have your birth date. It is 9-3-78, right?
That's correct. Yep.
Okay, and what's your question?
I just have a work question.
Okay.
I just wanted to know what you guys see me working next.
Where we see you working next. Are you currently employed?
No, I'm not.
You're not employed right now. Okay.
No.
Hmm. What did you do previously? Should I ask that or do you want to? What did you do? What was your job?
I was working in retail. I was working
in retail?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you, Tanika. What
I was working at a boutique.
A boutique? Like a clothing boutique?
Yeah.
Well, Tanika, I'm getting you working at a corporation where there's a lot of people. So I don't know if you're going to be working in a little boutique. You might be working in a place where there's a lot of people employed, so it might be a larger area than what you're accustomed to. So I would suggest that you start looking at larger companies and seeking employment there. Now, you can still do it according to your interests, but I might steer you away from the little intimate setting of a boutique or five or six employment capacity, or then some, and go into something larger, and also where there might be room for advancement and some package of retirement or whatever. But you might want to go and you might want to try that out, Tanika. What are you, 37 years old? You're at a change of life right now. You're changing your energy right now. That's why this is happening. So you're actually changing your life. And that means that you're going to be getting a job before September. But this new change will be accompanied by your joining a tribal unit of energy.
What type of work do you want?
Well, I've always been like a manager. I'm really good at administration, like training people and human resources, like managing people, I feel, because I was put in that role a lot.
I felt like office, but I thought.
That's what I was asking.
Well, then you need a lot of people under you to go to that, to get the full capacity of your talents and your interests. And that means more than, I don't know, you were working at a boutique before. That gives me an idea that there weren't a lot of people. So you need to go to a place where there's a lot of people and express yourself on that level as a manager and govern large sums of people. And that's where I think I see you going. It could be in a major department store or something, but you need to get to a higher level of numbers in terms of where you're working.
And you don't see me work with animals or anything like that? It's also inside of you don't see me working with animals or anything like that? Because I thought about that too.
Well, if you're going to be working with animals, it needs to be in a massive way. Maybe a zoo or something. But, if you're going to be working with five or six animals, no, I don't see that, but on a larger capacity. So, beautiful. Work with animals, but work with it in such a way that they're in large numbers.
Okay, Tanika, hopefully that helps. And let us know what the job is that you end up getting, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thanks. We do have to move quickly through these calls and trying to get to everyone in queue. 208.
Hi.
Are you there?
Hi. Yep. My name is Megan, and my birthday is 12-04-86.
Hi, Megan.
Hi.
Megan, Sean just said hi. Yeah, don't put a zero where there doesn't need to be. Javier did that too, and you don't want to do that because it adds an energy. You don't want an energy of loss next to any number that has that's in the birth date. Obviously, it's going to carry energy, and putting a zero that's not there next to it can kind of compromise the energy of the number.
Okay.
So it's 12-486, 4567, 17, 14, 31, 4. And what's going on?
Well, I have actually just gone through a divorce with somebody, and I do have a child with him, and it has been like very deceiving and mentally, emotionally abusive, and I've tried everything, but it doesn't seem like he's going to really be able to be in the child's life very much based on his decisions and his lying and everything. And
okay.
So that's kind of where I'm at with that, and I'm just kind of wondering, I mean, if our contract or soul contract is what might be going on with that. I feel like we came in.
His birth date, Megan?
His?
Yeah.
His is September 29th, 88.
So the years align and are interchangeable. Hmm. 13.
Huge karma.
4. Yeah, care 4 is in his 922.
Yeah, you have problems. You have problems, and you have a child with this person, so you have that's compounded. He's born on the 29th. That's not you're and you're 29 years old. But that, regardless, there's problems here. You need the jurisdiction of the courts. You don't need to connect to him on a personal level. You need the jurisdiction of the courts to enforce a stabilized environment for your child and to have as little contact with him as possible. I mean, agreeably, it should be peaceful and in harmony, but this guy is off his rocker and he's not capable of being stabilizing. And you're not the one to do it. You have a karma with him that you produced a child. Now, unfortunately, you're going to have the support of the courts to do some kind of support and balance for that child, and then bring yourself to a place where you can have your own peaceful harmony within yourself and maybe somebody else that is more conducive to your nature, you know, something in more harmony.
So as far as the relationship goes, you're seeing that it should probably be completed and move on.
Yeah,
is the answer.
I wouldn't say that. I mean, you have a strong karmic connection with this person, so your map of consciousness is to move forward thinking about your child, thinking about the security of your child, not excluding the father from that experience, but also excluding you from the insanity of your ex-husband to where you can find your own peace. And that's what's got to be done. And you know, you're at an age right now, you're 2 years away from a major change in life, which is going to happen.
Well, yeah, a year and a half, actually.
About a year and a half, yeah. So there, you're going to find more peace as you enter 31. It's going to get a lot better for you, Megan.
Okay. All right.
Megan, you're always
have a question.
That's okay. We, you know, it's really one question per caller, and because we have callers today that we have to get to before we close the show. What was the question, real quick?
Well, it was just about somebody from the past who even has the same name as this person who has been coming up a little bit, although he seems.
Yeah. Let me interject.
Almost the same.
Let me interject, Megan. Megan, the coincidences are not. Are not uncanny. It's
part of the karma.
It's part of the energy, and you're involved in a very convoluted existence with this man, where other energies from a past life tribal unit is going to come into play. So it all is it's all very comprehensible to me that you'd be giving me this story, but again, it's a story locked into a deeper dialogue as to how to explain it to you and move you forward through your life.
And if you have more questions, Megan, about this specific person, the second person you're asking about, call back on Wednesday. I mean, this is something we can address on the radio.
Yeah.
That would be great to talk to you again. And 562-596-7818 is the number for further questions. And Megan can follow us on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, et cetera, et cetera. Let's try to bring 941 on. 941, can you hear us?
Yes, hi.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Carla.
Carla, hi. Birthday?
Hi. 2865.
Okay. And have we spoken with you before? 10, 20, 30,
I don't believe so.
Oh, we haven't. Okay.
Well, maybe
I was your first caller, but I tried to get online and I kept on saying hello, 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 and you couldn't hear me.
No, we couldn't hear you. I apologize that you've had to wait
okay.
so long, Carla. Oh,
that's
I'm sorry.
Okay.
And you're a 31 equals 4. Your karmic number is 31, and your master number is 4. What's your question?
My question is about my career. I work for myself, and I feel that it's going to be either going in a different direction or something is about to happen or change with it. And I was
okay.
wondering what you see for that.
All right, career change.
Well, you're right about that, Carla. You're 51 years old. Your karma was at 31. You have a 2-8 and a 19, and that's a 20. And you're 20 years
beyond
your karma, being 51. So you are right about a change. What you need to do is visionary work in strong communication. So there's something maybe to do with vision, art, maybe it's loosely defined, but in terms of what you do, self-employed, what do you do?
I teach, I do healing work, and I also do psychic work.
Yeah, well, that's where we're at. Vision, art, a psychic healer is a visionary with a touch of artist in them. So
mm-hmm.
you are applying that energy to the body and the soul of other individuals. So this is the time of change for you. Your journey through life is going to be 6-5 as you venture forward in your year physical years. That's the third eye and communication 5. So you're going into a cosmic element of communication. You're going to be grounding people in their relationship department because that's an 11-2. And so that's what where you're going to go forward. It may require a shift in your geographical location.
Where are you located?
Florida, and I want to leave. I have such an urge to
leave.
Exactly.
Well, there you go. You want to leave because your cosmic mind, your consciousness is saying it's time to leave. I need to find a different location to continue my work, and that's validated by my own psychic impressions. Supporting your feelings about it.
And Carla, you know, we have a couple other callers left today.
Okay.
And so the readings are short. We apologize for your wait. But if you call back on Wednesday and you have further questions on this topic or others, we'll definitely, I'll make a note to take your call first.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, 415 is next and 502. We've got to really keep these short, Neil. It's Kate. Hi, Kate. 92267, is that right? Am I remembering that? Yes. Are you there? Kate is gone. Okay, well, last caller then, 502. You're on the air.
Hi, can you hear me now?
We can hear you.
Okay, great.
Who's this? Good.
My name is Kinsey.
Kinsey, hi. And
I read your reports. They were very interesting.
Not Kinsey.
Oh, I thought you said
it's K-E-N-Z-I-E, is that right?
No, it's actually K-I-N-D-S-E-Y.
Oh, K-I-N-D-S-E-Y. Well, you heard it more accurately than I did, Neil. Yeah, so well, all those right reports except for that D.
Typically, they would spell it that way, I'm sure.
Yeah. What's your location and birth date, Kinsey?
My location is in, do you want the city and state?
It doesn't matter. You can, whatever you're comfortable getting.
Okay, I'm in Kentucky. And then my birthday is 5/31/91.
91. What's your question?
I was wanting to know.
11-2?
I'm sorry.
No, I was just I was just adding your birthday up. You're a 29/11/2.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, for the numerology. So, I was wanting to know if have I met my twin flame yet?
Have you met your twin flame yet? I don't know. I don't know. You know, did you hear our other radio show, Kinsey, on Wednesday? Probably not.
No, actually, this is my first time reaching out. So.
Oh, this is your. I didn't think you'd spoken with us before, but you know, quickly on Twin Flames, we were discussing this. Not everybody has a twin flame. There are a lot of people that say, you know, everybody has a twin soul, twin flame. It's not true. So, it's possible that there's a twin soul, but
I think you. I think the best test. I think you both need to light a match and see if your flames are the same.
We don't have time for jokes today.
It takes a second to light a match. Okay, so have you met your twin flame? I don't think so. So there you go. I don't think so. Have you met maybe a soulmate or have you met somebody important? Yeah. Meeting a twin soul it doesn't come about with a person saying, have I met my twin soul? The consciousness of meeting a twin soul is so ingrained in the elevation of the mind and consciousness that you're hardly even asking the question, because the union of twin souls comes about with such a combustion of energy that the goal of what the two human beings are here to establish is almost immediately available to the consciousness. And that's the uniqueness of, a twin soul demands to be unique. It demands the excellence and the perfection of a human connection. So when you come short of that, it's likely you're not in that involvement. But that doesn't mean that the person you're with isn't important and maybe even an intense soulmate. Kinsey. So that's where I stand on this. Go ahead.
May I ask, could I use his name? Could I say his name on the radio?
Yeah, you can. And you can have a birthday.
Okay. His name is Hans, H-A-N-S. And
you guys have great names, Kinsey and Hans.
Oh, thank you.
Well, that's unique.
And he's and I recently met him back in April, but we've really hit it off. So I was wanting to know if you all could tell me a little background or.
Well, his birth date. We need to get his birth date.
His birthday is August 18th, and he's 22. So I'm a little bit older than him.
He's 22. So he's turning 23 this year, 2016 minus 20. This is doing my little slow math here, 19. So he's born in 1994. Okay. 8, 9, 17, 27, 40 equals 4. And I mean, you know, just by looking at the birth dates, they're not twin souls. I mean, wouldn't say they're twin souls because it's not there. So, I mean, that you can analyze two birth dates and eliminate the possibility pretty quickly to go into the detail
But karmic soulmates. Yeah,
absolutely.
You are a karmic soulmate with this person.
Okay.
So you had a past life with this person.
Your years are interchangeable, Kinsey. So you're 9. And his 4 become his year, and his 9 and your 1 become your year 91. And also, when you look at your months, 5 and 8, that is your inverted day, 31. 5 and 8 is 13. And then when you move over to your days, the days align. So your 3 to his 1 become, again, that 31, and your 1 to his 8 becomes his day 18. So it's an intense connection, for sure.
Mm-hmm. It is pretty intense, I must say, physically,
you
got to
be careful because you got to be careful because there's some kind of divorce aspect going on with him. It could have been a relationship shy of marriage, but it's a relationship that confounded his psyche. Was he into your knowledge any past relationship that was difficult?
Yes, he was engaged actually, and then I think she, from what I gathered, she passed away. But I haven't really asked how or when. Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah. You see, so my vibration and going to that placement in the storyline comes back and affects you in terms of the overall karma that this man's working with as he proceeds to unite with a particular female. So again, another deep story to investigate, very interesting, but not something our this radio show
can accommodate. since we're ending little bit early today, we do have to wrap it up, Kinsey, but you're welcome to call us back anytime. And we'd love it if you joined us here on Blog Talk Radio or on Facebook and Twitter. And those accounts are linked under Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I will do. Absolutely loved you all. I like listening to everything.
You.
And I enjoyed it thoroughly. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Yeah, send us a friend request. Okay, thanks, Kinsey.
Oh, most certainly. Thank you. You have a great day. Bye.
You too. Bye. She was kind of fun. I liked her. So we are wrapping up our show today. We're out of time, and we are back on the air Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for your calls. Bye-bye.